behind the Herald headlines with Darren Mann.
In the Herald headlines for today, Wednesday the 8th of December, fraudster attorney AWOL before sentencing. Detectives arrest Anne Swanepoel at home and take her to court. Dazed, confused and struggling to walk after disappearing with the money she'd been given to buy buns and polony, disgraced attorney Anne Swanepoel could barely keep her eyes open in the dock where she was meant to be sentenced for fraud yesterday. Also on the front page of the Herald today, George to apply for 750 million rand in flood relief funding. Relief funding of 750 million rand has been requested by the George municipality following the devastating floods which left 800 impoverished families in a desperate situation. For these and other stories, go to heraldlive.co.za.
Each one of us has a story to tell and a story to share. A story that deserves to be heard. A story that inspires, motivates, and gives people a reason to keep going. A story about our triumphs as individuals and as a team. A story about our humble beginnings and what the future holds for us. A story about our heritage and that which brings us together. It is these stories that connect us. The Herald. Whatever you live for, we live to tell that story for you.
Behind the Herald headlines this morning, joined by a very special guest, recently appointed Mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay, Eugenie Johnson. Madam Mayor, congratulations firstly. Were you surprised in any way by your appointment? Before the election, there were many other names being mentioned near the top. Yours was in the middle of the pack, but here you are. How does it feel?
Darren, I was very surprised, but I was also very honored. I was very honored, and I was really, I'm humbled. I'm extremely humbled. It's a great privilege to be given this responsibility of leading this government. I was really surprised, and it's a nice surprise, I must say.
Mayor, this was a very, very tight-fought election. 48 seats for the ANC, 48 seats for the DA, but the smaller parties came out in support of you. What do you believe were the factors that swung things your way?
It was a tight race. It was an extremely tight race. But what we did is we negotiated with our coalition partners in good faith because we knew we did not have the majority vote. We engaged them. We negotiated around each party's strategic objectives and their manifestos. And we agreed with them. Look, no party will be treated in this coalition like smaller parties. We are equal, and we will have an agreement in place that binds ourselves towards service delivery, because we know that in the past, service delivery was halted because of coalitions that was unsustainable.
Now, I do understand that we've had difficulties in the past with coalitions, Mayor. Can I ask, has there been an agreement signed, put down in writing between yourselves and the parties that have joined you?
What we have done as the institution, we signed a pledge where mayoral committee members from the various political parties signed to say that we commit ourselves to service delivery. But also outside of the institution, you do have a political management team, and even there an agreement was signed which bind political parties towards service delivery expedition, as well as to ensure that there's political stability for the next 5 years.
Now, Mayor, let's be fair. You inherit a city with many ills and many challenges before it. Have you yet made a decision on what your priorities will be and what it is that you're going to tackle first?
Yes, we did. Look, yes, yes. Because for us, the main issue here at the moment is the issue of the drought, the water crisis. That's one of our priorities that we will be focusing on. Then we also need to attract investment because 40% of our people are unemployed. So you need to create jobs. And for that, you need to eradicate crime. You have to ensure that there's an incentive for manufacturing companies to employ more people. We also need to ensure that we fill our critical vacancies, because we also have an issue of the critical vacancies that must be filled. We need to do that. We have a plan. And when the plan was outlined in my speech for my first 100 days that I had with the in the press statement, we said that we need to focus on developing the economy in such a way that people are employed, they get jobs, as well as we want to ensure that this issue of this vandalism, because we have a problem of vandalism in our city, and we need to tackle that. We also need to ensure that our city is kept clean, because people are complaining to us to say the city is not clean. So those are the issues that we really want to focus on.
Mayor, there are factors that you can deal with. There are certain factors beyond your control. Here I'm thinking of Eskom, for an example. Will you be engaging with them?
In fact, we have already engaged with them. We are working on a program with them to have a broader meeting where we'll be looking at all the hindrances in ensuring that our people are having their lights on a daily basis. We are looking at those things. We are going to have a meeting but before the end of next week, to look at all the hindrances and the blockages that are there, as well as to ensure what are the financial implications for that so that our people are happy.
We're speaking with the recently appointed Mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay, Eugenie Johnson. Mayor, any other messages or comments that you would like to share with residents?
This is what we want to say to our residents. We are a local government of unity. And we want to unite our people so that the lives of our citizens is changed for the better. What we are asking them, we are asking the churches, all organizations, work with us. We want to work with you. Assist us. Most of the issues that we want to deliver to you, we cannot do it alone. We need you to help us to fight gender-based violence. We need you to assist us. We need the communities to assist us in fighting crime. And we are partnering with everybody. We have an open door. City Hall is open for community organizations, NGOs, churches, the private sector, and all stakeholders to engage us. We will be taking advice, good advice from everybody that wants to ensure this city is taken to its former glory.
If I might finish with a mischievous question, Mayor, have you found the seat of city mayor to be a little more difficult than you anticipated it would be?
Look, I must admit, this is though it's a great privilege and an honor, but it also comes with a great responsibility to deliver to the people, and hence I cannot do that alone. I cannot do that alone, but I have a great team. I have a supportive city manager. I have capable EDs. We have capable mayoral committee members. And I must say I have a great team around me, and the support from other organizations and institutions are great. I must say that. So yes, it is a great responsibility. There's support from provincial and national government towards the city. So we'll make it, though it is tough, but we'll get through it.
Best of luck with your tenure, and thank you very much for joining us today on Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann. Thank you very much, Nelson Mandela Bay Mayor Eugenie Johnson.
Thank you, Darren, and thank you to the listeners.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.